Do you believe that forcing yourself is the key to marketing success? Think again. If you've been relying on bribes, pressure, or shame to motivate yourself into marketing, we're about to uncover the truth behind these common force-based strategies and why they backfire. And if you're ready for a gentle and, yes, effective strategy, stay tuned. Hey, I'm Amanda Jane, and this is Not Marketing, where we help reluctant marketers connect and share their business in ways that are natural, inspiring, safe, and sustainable. Together, we're busting marketing myths and shifting the dialogue and helping you be a truth teller, share your work with the world, and attract clients you love. Let's rock. Hey, hey. I'm really glad to be able to be joining you this week. I've had a terrible, terrible cold over the last week, and I wasn't sure that I would actually be able to record this for you this week. So I'm really glad that that has passed. I'm on the mend, thank goodness, and I'm able to be here with you this week. Today, I wanted to go into some of the common mistakes that I see reluctant marketers make in using force to try to motivate themselves to do more marketing and why that often backfires. I think this often comes from this idea that if I'm not forcing myself, then nothing will happen. I wanted to record this episode to make sure that we bust this myth. And not only is this going to benefit your marketing, it's going to benefit well beyond into your life. And definitely, if you're coming with this kind of force approach to any of your relationships beyond just the one that you have with yourself, this episode will definitely benefit the way that you connect with others kind of overall. Today, I wanted to really unpack three different common force-based strategies that I see folks trying to use on themselves to motivate or really manipulate themselves into showing up to their marketing or putting themselves out there. So the first one is bribing yourself. And this usually sounds like, well, I'll let myself enjoy a nice walk once I do this marketing task that I don't want to do. Now, for some things in business and life, I think this strategy of I just need to do this and get to the other side might work. I'm thinking that, for instance, your taxes might be something that you could use like bribery on, and it might be just what you need to do the task, like gathering up your receipts, and be able to move on. But I think there's several reasons why I don't see bribing yourself working very well for marketing. The first one is that marketing simply isn't a one and done. And you might be able to grin and bear it for a day, a week, maybe a few weeks, but sharing about your business will be a fact for the lifetime of your business. And I just can't imagine needing to bribe myself to do a foundational task forever. Another is that your marketing is based on relationships. Now, have you ever been on the receiving end of an invitation that someone's putting out just because they feel like they have to? The energy isn't uplifting. They're not excited. You're not excited. You're probably pretty unlikely to say yes to that invitation. If you feel like you're obligated to show up to your marketing, but you really don't want to, your people will feel that. And why would they show up for you if you don't want to be there? I think that's a really important thing to be thinking about. And there's something about bribing yourself that emphasizes the lack of enjoyment or the inherent rewards that are present when you show up to your marketing and are serving your people well. This often translates into, I'm only doing this to get the outcome that I want. Like, I'll do my marketing, I'll put out this content, or I'll create this value, but only if it gets me a sale, or only if it gets me a follower or a lead. And that feels like, I'll spend time with you, but only if I get an award for it. Well, guess who wants to spend time with that person? No one. And instead, you can really use your marketing as a way to connect with your people deeply, to provide your perspective or your experience in a way that helps reduce their suffering or helps solve problems that you're really great at solving. You're going to learn about your people and yourself along the way, and bribing yourself to do your marketing just sucks all of the joy out of the journey and the experience of learning and growing in yourself and in your business. Bribing yourself to get through your marketing is either not going to work for you for very long, or it's going to be a huge turnoff for your people. I thought this might be a good place to put in my shameless plug, because I want you to know that I offer accountability and implementation support. If you're ready to create a new relationship with marketing, build your courage, and feel inspired to show up, share your work, and attract clients you love, go to notmarketing.ca to find out more. That's notmarketing.ca to find out what I have for you this season. All right, back to the episode. The second one that people often turn to in order to motivate themselves to show up to their marketing is pressure. This one has quite a bit of nuance, so I'm really excited to dig into this one with you. Overall, a lot of things end up adding pressure, and at some point, it goes past that tipping point. So the most important thing about pressure is to be ultra aware of how much pressure you're feeling around your marketing. Now, pressure can be created intentionally by you setting a deadline or creating a goal, but it can also kind of be ramped up in subtle ways, like through comparison or feeling like you're behind, or even having someone you know register to attend your workshop and feeling some pressure to perform. So you've probably heard people, or maybe you've had the experience and think that I do better under pressure. So let's start with the science. There is the Yerkes-Dodson law, which is a model of the relationship between stress or pressure and performance. And it looks like an upside down U, which means with an intermediate level of pressure, stress will help you reach a peak level of performance. And too little or too much stress or pressure results in poorer performance. So it looks like a big mountain. Now, as stress or pressure surpasses an optimal level, your performance or your ability to do the task well deteriorates. You become too stressed, there's too much pressure for you to be able to do your best. What would be the optimal amount of stress or pressure when it comes to marketing? And that depends on a few factors, including the complexity of the task that you have set for yourself, whether that task is new to you, and how confident you feel completing that task. Now, if something is brand new to you, that alone might be enough to provide the challenge and the stress that creates the pressure. A moderate level of stress is manageable and can be motivational. You've got some skin in the game, and there's this boost of stress that will enhance your performance. Now, intense stress can lead to the fight, flight, or freeze response. So the stress and anxiety kind of ramp up to an unmanageable level. You're all too aware of the amount of skin you've got in the game, and it starts to work against you. There's just too much at risk. Okay, so that's the science part. Now let's nest the science into the practicality of our everyday lives. We all experience stress differently. So the optimal level of stress for you won't be the same as it is for someone else. Stress is different for us based on our past experiences. Now, this is one of the reasons why I think very few entrepreneurs provide support around this. They either didn't experience the same stress that comes as a result of thinking about or moving towards doing their marketing, or they've diffused this pressure and no longer relate to this experience. Now, that makes them hard to learn from when it comes to this stress response in marketing. But it can also give you hope that you can move through and create a new experience with your marketing, which is what I do with my clients and my members. Not only that, but your stress response will be different during different seasons of your life. Because what we're talking about is like a short-term acute stress that's meant to provide a little boost for your arousal, to provide interest, and to help create a focus. But if you've been under chronic stress, and I mean, if you haven't, please tell me all of your secrets. If you've been under chronic stress, that's another matter entirely. And it's not likely to benefit you in the least. In fact, long-term stress ravages your health and well-being. So adding pressure or stress to your marketing when you've already been under chronic stress is not going to serve you. The other nuance that I want to bring up here is the way that you add pressure can either give you a little boost or stall you out. So consider even the difference between creating an internal deadline or telling your coach, your mentor, your business supports about a deadline in order to help cheer you towards what's needed. And that can be really supportive. Versus potentially announcing a deadline to your audience and forming an external expectation. Adding pressure to be able to motivate you to do your marketing isn't a one-size-fits-all. It's really a nuanced strategy, and it requires you to be really self-aware and to ask great questions to help you identify whether this pressure is providing a healthy boost or is becoming just a heavy weight to bear. Okay, unlike pressure, this last one has no nuance. The last one is shame. I simply haven't found a redeeming feature of shame when it comes to motivating yourself. The other way that I've heard people talk about shame is coming at it like negative self-talk. So something like, what is wrong with you that you can't just get over yourself and do your marketing? Or, I'm just too lazy and unmotivated to change the way I do my business. Or, obviously, I just haven't suffered enough to make a different decision. I'm sure there's a number of other examples that we could come up with. Now, these might be things you've heard in the past and in all likelihood were meant to motivate you to change. The only thing is that we weren't so educated about emotions or motivation to understand that shaming has the opposite effect. Shame is a stop emotion. It's used to stop people from doing something, and it does so very effectively. Whether we're shaming someone else or ourselves, it has the same effect. And I think you can even imagine the feeling of shame in your body. Often people shrink right down. They take up less space. Their shoulders curl in, their chin goes down, they kind of crumple inwards. Now imagine from that body shape telling someone about your business and what you do and how you help. It's just not going to come across very effectively. Shaming yourself for not following through on your marketing is driving you further away from marketing at all. So what instead, Amanda? Well, compassionately and honestly turning toward what would be better. Giving yourself encouragement or positive reinforcement, acknowledgement, and recognizing each and every goddamn step that you take. You cannot celebrate yourself enough. Trust me, give it a try. I find that my clients and community members are so busy moving on to the next thing that they rarely take the time and give themselves the very thing that's going to help them continue to create the momentum that they want, celebration and encouragement. The first thing that I always focus on in our reviews and emphasize in our coaching calls and in our community are the wins and the places that we can recognize the accomplishments that we have made. Now, here's a really simple way to remember to provide yourself with encouragement and celebration. Anytime you find yourself noticing what you haven't done or the things that are left at the end of your list, simply balance that out by also noticing what you have done and the things that you have checked off your list. There is always two sides of this paper. So being aware of which side has your attention and how that affects what you're doing, as in, how is it making you feel and is it moving you forward or away from showing up and sharing and connecting with your best fit clients and building your business? This is a major part of how I support people, and there's a ton of research that suggests that positive reinforcement is how we motivate. Speaking of how I support people, in our next episode, I'm going to be sharing how the Courageous Effect helps reluctant marketers move through the procrastination, avoidance, overwhelm, and doubt that can arise when you experience excess risk and pressure to show up in a certain way in your marketing. I can't wait to tell you more about that next week. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you like the show, I invite you to head over to iTunes or wherever you're listening to the podcast, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. This lets them know that great listeners like you like the show, and it helps get the message out to more listeners. Your review really does make a difference. Thanks again for joining me, Amanda Jane, for Not Marketing. Until next time, stay courageous.